a growing number of economists appear to be concluding that the single biggest impediment to a stronger economic recovery has been years of dysfunction centered in Washington, D.C. That may seem obvious now, but for a long time, the explanation centered around poorly performing real estate, beleaguered banks, and strained state and local government budgets. To review, there were the budget battles of both 2010 and 2011 at the federal level and the debt ceiling debacle of 2011. Businesses and others contended with fiscal cliff fears virtually all of last year, and this year has ushered forth another federal government shutdown and another debt ceiling debate. On top of all the bickering has been actual spending cuts. According to estimates by the Congressional Budget Office, the pullback in spending by Washington, working in conjunction with higher taxes, will end up slowing economic growth by 1.5 percentage points this year. Cuts to domestic programs have resulted in declining spending in a number of key economic segments, including investment in infrastructure, which stood at 0.22% of gross domestic product in 2010, but declined to 0.14% by 2012. For WYPR and my always willing to compromise producer Tom Welch, I'm Anibon Basu.